Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To call my mom on this one, continuing our conversation that we started yesterday about getting dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner when all we really want to do is be in sweats and be kind of lazy and lay around and spill on ourselves. It makes more sense to do that, and yet we still all get dressed up. Mom, why did we do that, and why do we still do that?
It's a tradition because I remember even on Sunday dinners at our house, we would wear nice things, and remember we had a nice dinner on Sundays. It's a kind of a tradition.
Did we get dressed up for Sunday dinner?
Yeah, we did most of the time.
Wow, we were old school.
And remember, it was in the dining room. We'd have really nice dinners. It's just a family dinner.
So we would all, and we still do to this day. I mean, we'll all be together on Thanksgiving, thank God, and we will all hang out, watch football, watch the parade, get prep food all day, eat while we're doing it.
And then
About 4 o'clock, everyone's upstairs or in a bathroom getting ready somewhere, getting showered, getting dressed up, and coming all down looking like you're going to church. Well, doesn't it make more sense to wear sweats and like a muumuu?
A muumuu?
No. It really is a tradition. It's like the way people used to dress when they went to church.
So in other words, John cannot wear sweatpants during Thanksgiving dinner this year.
No way. Mm-mm.
Mom, I love you. Happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait to see you next week.
Oh, I know. See you soon. And happy, happy Thanksgiving, Tammy.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you and miss you.
I miss you, too.
You love my mom.
I do. How could you not?
Come on, man. Best mom ever. Sorry. Mom's gone, right?
Yep.
Okay. I love you, Mom. I still don't see the point anymore.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I understand where your mom is coming from. I understand where you're coming from. I see both sides, and I lean more towards like, let's just be comfortable.
Let's put it this way. Whatever my mom wants, I'm going to do. I think if I took a poll in my family, most of my sisters and my brothers-in-law and my cousins would be like, let's just wear sweats. Why even bother? Let's just relax.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Whose house is your Thanksgiving out this year?
My sister Gina's every year.
So I'm just saying, maybe we call Gina and see if she'll get on your side.
You know what? Gina is the boss. We call her the boss.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. If she says to my mom, hey, Mom, we're going to go cash this year, the mom that you just heard saying, yes, you will not wear sweatpants, will all of a sudden be like, whatever you say, Gina. Trust me on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she goes, whatever you say, Gina.
No, no, I'm not. Trust me. I'm right. If Gina says,
okay,
it'll go. Gina's the boss.
Okay.
It's not like your mom can say no to all of you. If all of you go, no, hey, we're going to go casual this year, your mom, it's going to be, her against the world.
That's really a good point.
World will win.
And yet, on the other hand, you know, mom, whatever mom says, you got to do. So
let's call Gina.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we call Gina and we bring this to Gina. This is a very important, pressing matter.
We'll see if we can't get this resolved tomorrow, okay?
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSLN.